Part 2. Listen to the following passage and complete the sentences by choosing the best option, A, B, or C. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
Emma, earlier this year the BBC conducted a poll which concluded that Britain is the most secular country in the world. Can you give any explanation for that?
First of all, I doubt if it's true. Most polls show that about 74% of British people put themselves down as Christian, and about 2.9% as Muslim, about 1.9% as Jewish, and the remainder are statistically unattainable, and probably about 12.5% humanist. That matches the European Union-wide surveys, which are just about the same. Usually Britain is just a few pegs below in terms of the Christian allocation.
Well, you've had a huge experience of working with people, first as an MP, then now as an MEP, and as a passionate crusader for human rights all over the world. Talking in broad strokes, do you have any insight from all that work into the roots of the religious impulse in humankind?
There's another poll that's interesting, and that's the poll of polls, which was conducted for the year 2000, the so-called Millennium Poll, over 60 countries, the largest poll ever conducted. That asked people, among the many questions, what is the most important thing to you? Top of the pops, believe it or not, came health. The reverse question was also asked of the 10 top items, which of course included job, family, religion, friendships and so on. What would you least like to lose? By a clear majority globally came health. And then batting in second and third place, according to the countries and to the civilizations concerned, came family and religion. Interestingly, and if this poll is accurate, and it's said to be accurate, in the Muslim world, religion came above family, and in the non-Muslim, family came second. And then third and fourth, as it were, came friends and jobs. It reminds me of a discussion I once heard, my mother and one of my aunts have, which my father and my uncle also overheard, and they got a bit annoyed. It was very amusing hearing all four of them arguing afterwards. My mother and my aunt were deciding their priorities. Should they be husband first? Should they be children first? Or should they put God first? And they jointly decided that it was children, God, husband. The husbands were furious. It should, in their eyes, of course, have been husband, God, children.
Yes, the old patriarchy.
Yes.
Well, you raised family, so let's...
Now, listen again.
Emma, earlier this year, the BBC conducted a poll which concluded that Britain is the most secular country in the world. Can you give any explanation for that?
First of all, I doubt if it's true. Most polls show that about 74% of British people put themselves down as Christian, and about 2.9% as Muslim, about 1.9% as Jewish, and the remainder are statistically unobtainable, and probably about 12.5% humanist. That matches the European Union-wide surveys, which are just about the same. Usually Britain is just a few pegs below in terms of the Christian allocation.
Well, you've had a huge experience of working with people, first as an MP, then now as an MEP, and as a passionate crusader for human rights all over the world. Talking in broad strokes, do you have any insight from all that work into the roots of the religious impulse in humankind?
There's another poll that's interesting, and that's the poll of polls, which was conducted for the year 2000, the so-called Millennium Poll, over 60 countries, the largest poll ever conducted. That asked people, among the many questions, what is the most important thing to you? Top of the pops, believe it or not, came health. The reverse question was also asked of the 10 top items, which of course included job, family, religion, friendships and so on. What would you least like to lose, by a clear majority globally, came health. And then batting in second and third place, according to the countries and to the civilizations concerned, came family and religion. Interestingly, and if this poll is accurate, and it's said to be accurate, in the Muslim world, religion came above family, and in the non-Muslim, family came second. And then third and fourth, as it were, came friends and jobs. It reminds me of a discussion I once heard my mother and one of my aunts have, which my father and my uncle also overheard, and they got a bit annoyed. It was very amusing hearing all four of them arguing afterwards. My mother and my aunt were deciding their priorities. Should they be husband first? Should they be children first? Or should they put God first? And they jointly decided that it was children, God, husband. The husbands were furious. It should, in their eyes, of course, have been husband, God, children.
Yes, the old patriarchy.
Yes.
Well, you raised family, so let's...